And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me in the studio with big news about an upcoming tour and concert is Brian Silvey with the University Wind Ensemble. Brian, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much, Aaron. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us about what the Wind Ensemble is doing before school is even back in session, mind you.
Well, we're very excited today that about 45 students are coming back who comprise our Wind Ensemble, and that group is going to be rehearsing, actually with two of our faculty members, Dr. Tim Howe, who's our trombone professor, and Dr. Iskander Akhmadoulin, who's our trumpet professor, and they're actually going with us on a three-day tour of St. Louis on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Nice. What's the purpose of the tour? Why are you guys all headed out?
Well, typically this tour takes place solely for recruiting and goodwill. So getting out in public schools and meeting high school band directors and their students and hopefully interacting with them so that they can see what life is like in a collegiate ensemble here at the university. This year, we have another reason why we're going out. The following week, we were selected last year to perform at our State Music Educators Conference in Osage Beach. So this is allowing us to recruit and to get a lot of important repetitions of the music that we'll be performing at the state conference.
Nice. So you're headed out. You're going to St. Louis now and doing some goodwill. You're going to recruit at some high schools. About how many high schools are you looking at?
So we've got five high schools, and they're all around the St. Louis metro area. And just to name them real quickly, we'll be at Francis Howell Central, Lafayette, Clayton, Fort Zumwalt North, and Melville High Schools. Okay. So we're really excited about being at all those programs.
And you just go in, you'll play...
Yeah, so we'll go in and we'll play some of the music that we're going to perform at our state conference. I have to be very careful about not burning out the students too much by playing right. The same exact music over and over and over again. But that's where our two faculty soloists will come in and be able to help us out. So Dr. Howell's with us on Wednesday. Dr. Akhmadoulin's with us on Thursday. And I failed to mention one other soloist who'll be with us, who's also performing at our state music education conference, Dr. Ellie Lara, who's our cello professor.
That's fantastic. Yeah, she's great. What are you guys going to play?
Well, we're going to play music this time. I always joke. Everybody always asks, yeah, what are you going to play? What are you going to play? And I always say, we're doing music. We're just going to keep it simple.
Keep it nice and simple.
We have a lot of things on the docket, but I'll just mention the four pieces that we're performing at our State Music Educators Conference.
Sure.
So we're opening with a piece by Rimsky-Korsakov entitled Procession of the Nobles, a very famous opera overture that he wrote many years ago. So it's a transcription from orchestra for band. Then we'll be playing the piece that Dr. Laura will be soloing on called In My Father's Eyes by Julie Giroux, which is a really heartfelt, emotional piece involving her take on the church bombing in Birmingham in the late 1960s. We'll follow that up with my colleague, Dr. Amy Knops, the Associate Director of Bands and the Director of Athletic Bands, conducting an old standard by Percy Grainger called Molly on the Shore. And then we'll be ending with a really raucous, in-your-face, newer piece by John Mackey called Asphalt Cocktail. And yes, that is the actual name of the piece.
And we discussed that, I think, last time you were on.
We did.
How fun that was going to be. Yeah, so I look forward to hearing that. Then you're going to go and do two performances at universities there as well?
Yes. Yeah, so as a part of this preparation for our State Music Educators Conference, our department chair, Julia Gaines, was gracious enough to get us a performance on Friday evening at the Two Hill Center, which is UMSL's Performing Arts Center there, along with the University Singers. I should mention that our University Singers are also in St. Louis at the same exact time as the Wind Ensemble touring at separate high schools. And then we'll unite on Friday night at the UMSL Two Hill Center, and then the previous night at Lindenwood's Scheidegger Center for the Arts. So we're playing in two really wonderful venues in St. Louis at night with our University Singers, and then playing at various auditoriums on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at those high schools.
Very good. And can anybody just go to these performances in the evening?
That's a great question. The two performances at Two Hill and Lindenwood are open and free, so anyone could come. We invite friends, enemies, anyone. We don't care who shows up. We just want as many folks there as possible cheering on our wind ensemble students and university singers.
Very good. So again, this is at the the 17th of January. This is at the J. Scheidegger Center for the Arts at Lindenwood University in St. Charles. That's at 7:30 p.m. and it's free and open to the public, featuring music from both the university singers and the university wind ensemble. And on January 18th at 7 o'clock at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, with the reception to follow, it sounds like.
Yeah, what's better than free music? Well, free food. And if you show up, you're going to get some on Friday night. So we hope our alumni in the area and just supporters of live classical music will show up and get some free food and hear what's going to be, I believe, a really outstanding musical program.
Nice. All right. Well, we will definitely look forward to those performances coming up. Again, this is with the University Wind Ensemble and the University Singers, both on tour in the St. Louis area this upcoming weekend, January 17th and 18th. Brian, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about this.
Thanks so much, Aaron.